Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI Mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
Hallelujah. Oh, I can feel you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Those over here, I think you are still coming. Amen the men, and amen the ladies. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege of life, the opportunity to be part of the living and to be in your presence. Lord, we don't take it for granted. We know for a good reason you have not found why you should extract us from the earth. Therefore, our prayer is that help us to fulfill your purpose and the reason for which you've left us here. May your grace not be in vain. May your power take us from where we are to where we need to be. Holy Spirit of God, have your way and let your will be done this morning. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor in Jesus' mighty name. And all the saints shall shout and say, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody put your hands together and give the Lord a shout. Please be seated. Some people have forgotten that I'm your pastor. Just two weeks or so that I'm away. Hey! And some people are not even aware that I travel. I think there's, let them come to this side. Where are they? Okay, be seated, be seated. Be seated, it's a church. Hallelujah. But those over here today, you are looking very cool. What is happening? The winter is not yet here, and you're already. Hallelujah. Are you blessed to be in church? Wow, I bring you greetings from your brothers and sisters on the other side. Hallelujah. I went to Europe to visit your brothers and sisters. Say I will be there. Yeah. So by the grace of God, I was in Germany. I was in Spain. I was in Switzerland. And I was in Italy. So those of you who have not made your passport, I told you, when you join the church, the first thing I told you that this is an international church. So you cannot be here without a passport. Okay, so this week do your passport and you'll be there. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. There's something wrong here. Hallelujah. You know, and the effect of the mega church is such a wonder. You know, what Bishop saw in 1988, the mega church, we wrote exams about it, 25 reasons why we should have the mega church, different things. So to go and see the manifestation of the mega church over there, that he saw many, many years, 30-something years, and it's happening now. You can only thank God for such a father. Hallelujah. I said we can only thank God for such a father. All we want to say, wherever he is hiding in the spirit and is able to receive from God and bring all this wonderful revelation, want to say, don't come down, daddy. Just stay there. Be there and hear from God. Hallelujah. Are you there? And also, during the week, some of our brothers and sisters, a brother and two sisters of our father's children. Yeah, They came all the way from Ghana for a work purpose. Are you there? They were in Cape Town for a conference and for a work purpose, but they have found their way to be part of the family. Is it not beautiful? So I want you to put your hands together. Let's welcome our Reverend and Lady Pastors, Reverend Betanos, LP Mary, and Nanama. Oh, put your hands together. Put your hands together. Let them come. Do you have a microphone? They are bringing greetings to us. Please come this way so they can see you well. You know, Nanama used to be a dancing star. She's still a dancing star. And she was the leader of the dancing stars in First Love. And after giving birth to three wonderful children, she is still able to move and dance. You are here to have a beloved. And you cannot lift your leg. She's here, so after we'll address you. So we want to have greetings from Reverend Betanos is one of us. He was a missionary also. He went for missions in Burundi. Yeah, he was there for about 8 years. Oh, I thought you put your hands together for the Lord. Yeah, and he's back in Ghana doing his very best for the Lord. So we want all of them to bring us greetings and we'll continue from there.
Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Wow, what a blessing. I really want to thank God for such a privilege to be here in Cape Town. I see Cape Town on TV. And I'm here in Cape Town.
Wow.
And I want to really thank God for the life of our prophet, you know, for having this vision of a mega church. I don't feel like I'm a visitor at all. The songs, the dancing, the ambience is just like Ghana everywhere. And I really thank God for the life of the prophet. And we thank God for whatever he saw many years ago. And that is why, I'm all the way from Ghana. I can have a family here in Cape Town. And it's a blessing. I want to say thank you so much to Bishop for having us here. I mean, when we came, you know, Bishop traveled and came down, but he took time, took us around, made us see all the wonderful things that are in Cape Town. And also really want to say thank you. I mean, it's also through Bishop that we met Enola for his kindness. He's taking us around with a wife, Fiona. I mean, it's a blessing. And I'm very happy to be here. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you, Bishop.
Put your hands together for Reverend.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's a blessing to be here, honestly. I love Cape Town. I love Cape Town. I think that the next time I want to travel, I'll still come here. But like Reverend said, it's been a blessing, you know. We came for a conference that ended on Thursday. And most of our friends went back. But because of the family we have, we've been able to stay till today. And we are really grateful. Bishop, thank you so much. You've made us enjoy Cape Town. And we'll come again and again and again, God willing. Thank you, church, for having us. Have a blessed day.
Wow.
You saw her dancing already. That is how it should be. That is the next time you are in any branch, you just join them. Do you understand? It's the same family. It's one father, one shepherd, and one church. What a blessing. Wow. Nanama.
My voice is even low. But I can dance everything I want to say. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to the Almighty God for bringing us to Cape Town. I mean, it's my first time traveling outside my country. And
I love it. It will be your portion. You also, I will be there.
It was a dream come true anyway, but I love Cape Town. Bishop, I love you. I mean, it's my first time meeting, but I told you that you are very handsome and I like you. Very, very handsome. Okay. Thank you. I don't have anything to say, but I want to say thank you for having us. And beautiful church, beautiful people, beautiful family. I'm glad to be part of you. We are grateful. Bye. Thank you.
Oh, put your hands together. You know what? They are not going. LP Mary has, LP Grace, sorry. She's been singing for Bishop Saki. How many know Bishop Saki? And she's decided to bless us with one of those songs of Zion. What do you think? Okay, so as Reverend and Nama take their seat, she is going up to minister. Put your hands together. Put your hands together. Hallelujah.
Please, you may take your seats. Thank you.
So I'll serve you for the rest of my days.
your hands together. Put your hands together and give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Wow, what a blessing. I said, what a blessing. Help you, grace. God bless you and all of you for coming. You see, when you have family members, it's celebration time. Amen. Please be seated. They will have to, at a point of the service, rush to the airport. Yeah, but they are going just to be back some other time. Hallelujah. What do you think? Okay. And those that I have not seen for the whole year, Happy New Year. You know, I was born in a day, but not yesterday. I know some of you this whole year I have not seen you. Is that angel? Angel without wings. If you are angel, wave. Wow, it's angel without wings. I'm happy to see you. Hallelujah. Yeah, Happy New Year. Wonderful. And Happy New Month as well. Happy New Week. And Happy New Day. We thank God. Can you believe that we are in the third month of the year already? And this is the first Sunday of the third month. And this is a new week. And it's a new day. What a blessing. Hallelujah. And I want to share something powerful with you that is going to change your life. So this month, I'm going to be sharing some series from one of the important books that our Father has written. And this subject is the central theme of the Bible. Without it, you wouldn't even be here. That is how important this subject is. And your attitude towards this subject will determine how you even do in life and who you become. Very, very important. Hallelujah. You joke with it, you destroy your life. But if you don't joke with it, you will do very, very well. Hallelujah. And I will be sharing on the subject of faith. Hallelujah. So our Father has a very powerful book. I don't know. I have not seen any book like this. Get it. Faith Secrets. Faith Secrets. Hallelujah. Tell somebody faith secrets.
Faith secrets.
So there are secrets to this subject. And when you read this book, you know, many people don't tell us their secrets. There used to be a long time advert on television, and a lady had a nice hair. And when she comes, she throws the hair like this, then the hair will be dangling. Then it's like the people ask, what's your secret? See, some of you, your hairline is going. Do you understand? But you can see that there are other people, their hairline is coming. What's their secret? Can I tell you, in this advert, the lady said, my secret is Revlon. But I'm telling you that in this Christian life, the secret you need is about faith.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Yes.
And whether you will do well or not will depend on this subject. Hallelujah. So this is the introduction to the subject, but I'm sharing with you, your faith is your life. Hallelujah. Tell somebody your faith is your life. And your life is your faith. So the subject is your faith is your life. Amen.
Amen.
In Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1, the Bible says, now. Tell somebody now.
Now.
Not tomorrow, not next week. Now. Faith. Now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are people who are happy, but there's no substance. They don't know the reason why they are happy. Are you there? And sometimes abuse. Do you understand? You are happy. But there is no reason why you are happy. It means you are on high. You are on something. That is why when you go to a place, are you there?
Yes,
where they are always anointing you and giving you oil, water, and they are not telling you how you do what. They are always saying, this year is your year. It's the year you've been waiting for. Something is about to happen. And you've been waiting for some years. Nothing has happened, but you are always happy. You are always on high. There is no substance for the joy, the happiness, the excitement. There is no, what is it that assure you that is going to happen? So the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. That means that hope itself does not have substance. When you add substance to hope, substance plus hope is faith. So when you quantify hope, it becomes faith. Hope never happens. Hope is in the future. Very important. Without it, you will die. But it will never happen. You hope, the hope that one day you will do well, the hope that you will get employed, the hope that somebody will choose you is a hope. But you have not even learned how to walk. I'm talking to somebody. Why should somebody choose you? You walk in power. You become excited. What is the substance? What is the reason behind the joy that you have? That is the substance. Are you there? So the hope that many people have said that, look, this year I will pray. This year I will stop all the sins. This year I will go to school. And this year, you started this year about 6 years ago. You have not stopped with your old boyfriend. The old girlfriend is still there. The thing is, it's hope. One day it's like, I will be prayerful. I will do the, but you have not done it. I will go to school. I will be a serious Christian. I will pray. I will fast. This year I will be fasting 21 days dry. It's been hope. It's never happened. But the same hope can become faith. When you say that tomorrow I'm starting 21 days fasting. So when you put substance to hope, it becomes faith.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Amen. The hope that you will go to school will never happen. The hope that you will do well will never happen. Until you put substance to it. Until you begin to take steps. Even when they bring you a big pap. You are hungry, they bring you a big pap. And the hope that you'll be full is very far. You need to divide because you can't swallow the whole pap. The faith that you are going to be full is when you see yourself dividing the thing into portions that you can eat. Then you see that, wow, the hunger is about to be quenched. But even having the food there, that's not guaranteed that the hunger will be quenched. Are you there? So Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for. So we thank God for hope. Yes. Without hope, hope keeps man alive.
Yeah.
So when we are talking about faith, there are three things you need to know. Mm-hmm. Okay? Faith, hope, and love. Yeah. Bible says there are three things that abide. Faith, hope, and love. And these three, the greatest of it is what? Love. In Galatians chapter 5, verse number 6, Bible says, in Christ Jesus, there is neither a circumcision or uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. So these three things are very important. You need hope in order to have faith. So if you don't have hope, you can never have faith. Because it is the hope that is converted into faith. You can say, I'm getting married. I'm getting married. I've seen something. In fact, even if you have a beloved, you may not get married until you fix the date. When you fix the date, it becomes faith. I'm telling you, the worst that can happen is you change the date twice. The third time, you see that you are married.
You fix the day. You see that the hope that you get married becomes faith. You give substance to the hope. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you there? Amen. And I'm sharing with you that faith is your life. Faith is your life. You see, when we read this, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Something that you have not seen, but it's almost tangible. You can see it. For instance, people who are in school, education is the hope that maybe you will do well one day. It's not an end in itself. So when you are doing well in school, you are about to graduate, and all, do you understand? You begin to feel that, wow, it is closer. Or a company begins to talk to you. They've done the interview. Then the hope is now becoming faith. You can see that very soon you will start working. Very soon I will start earning. But when that is not happening, everything is hope. You need it to be alive. Without it, you'll be depressed. Without it, you'll begin to be stressed. Are you there?
Yes, Bishop.
Yeah. But I want to show you practically what faith is. Faith is the what you do with what you hear. Faith is what you do with what you hear. Do you understand? Everybody is hearing something. So whether you want to see whether you have faith or not, begin to find, what have I done with what I have heard? So faith is your life. Where you are is the reflection of what you have done with what you have heard, what you have read, what you've been told. So faith is actually our life. When we plot the curve of our life, it will be a series of decisions. Hello? Are you here or you've gone home? I said, if we plot your life, it will be the series of decisions that you've taken. And you take a decision based on what you know or what you believe in. You are even wearing what you are wearing because of what you believe in. You are sitting here because of what you believe in. So when you hear something or you read the Bible and you don't apply it, that is your faith level. You don't speak in tongues because you don't believe it. Your very life, when you wake up in the morning, what do? You brush your teeth because you believe that the fluoride will keep. Do you understand? What you do is your faith. Faith is your life. So just step back and see what you do. Do you pray? It means you believe in God. You don't pray, you don't believe in God. Do you tithe? You believe in God. There's faith. You don't tithe. Do you give? Whatever you do, your life, actually, whatever. Do you forgive? If you don't forgive, you don't have faith. What do you want to do? You want to be a missionary. That's your faith. Whatever you are doing, that is the reflection of your faith. Hallelujah. So I don't need you to confess that I believe. When I see what you are doing, that's what shows me. So faith is essentially your life, and your life is faith. Hallelujah. You are the perfect reflection of what you believe and what you have believed. Amen. If you are here and you have people that you have not forgiven, it is because of what you believe in. If you are here and you have people who have hurt you, but you have forgiven them, it's because of what you believe in. Are you there? Yeah. Whatever you are doing is as a result of what you believe in. Hello? Maybe instead of learning, instead of reading the Bible, you want to rather paint your nails and wear a high heel and break your hand and begin to move like that. That is what you believe in. Are you there? And you take your eyelash, then you do it. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Two of them. It's because of what you believe in. You can have a beloved. But if you believe, as you sleep with your beloved before marriage, it's what you believe in. You don't believe that God gave you the person. You think that by your skill, being acrobatic, you can keep him. I'm telling you. That is why you will sleep with somebody who has not paid lobola for you. Because you don't believe that the same God who gave you this wonderful man or who this wonderful woman will keep the person for you until you get married. Yes. But you think that maybe when you do something,
like the man. You also buy things. Whatever you do is what you believe in. You don't believe in God. You believe that, look, you can trick the girl. You can do something. Whatever you are doing is the reflection of your faith. You come to church once a month. You don't believe that God can help you. When you are in need, who do you call? Who is the first person to call? What are you using your life for? It's the reflection of what you believe in. Are you here? Yeah. When you are even going through difficulty, how you respond to it is because of what you believe in. When you believe in God, you will say, the Lord, may I see the purpose of this pain. May I see the purpose of this phone that is lost. Hey! Your phone gets lost in a time that you are taking pictures. Somebody has lost their phone, so I'm addressing it. You will not be crying as though there is no God, but you ask God, what is the purpose? May I know the purpose? Hallelujah. That's what the psalmist said. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, when I'm even seeing the shadow of death, I will know that you are with me. I shall not be afraid. That's your faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you there? Amen. You will say that, you know what? You will speak like Joseph. Joseph had the opportunity to sin. He asked, where will God be if I do this? Where will he be hiding? Where will God be? He believed that, look, you are the only one that, your faith is what you do. If you keep lying at the work, that's what you believe. You don't believe that God can keep you. So, faith is your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. You have not had your quiet time, but you already have foundation. I'm preaching. I think that people here don't like, let me come to this side. You have not had your quiet time, but you have already done the foundation. And you have something. Hey, you are painting the lips. You are shortening it. You are. There's a black something here. There's a red inside. Hey, and you are putting some on your eye. Meanwhile, you've not done your quiet time. You have not prayed. You have not done. You believe in something. Even when you are not feeling well, you will not pray. You will just want your grandpa. Anything is like you are faithless, and there is a trick. That is what the devil wants you to do. That's why I told you that faith is the most important thing you can have. Can I tell you something? If you become faithless, the devil has won. If you become faithless, that is, so the devil tries. He doesn't even tell you that, leave God for me. He tries to replace God with something that you can believe in. Because only God has the power. See, when you believe in God, when you have faith in God, there is a force, supernatural power. You believe that there is a being who can help you, who can, I mean, step in. Are you there?
Yes.
Who can intervene, whatever. How does the blind see? Thursday, you were there at the... the crusade. Somebody who has not spoken and has not heard, deaf and dumb, suddenly the power of God comes over the person. He can hear and he can speak. How do you explain that? How do you explain that? But you see, when the devil wants to kill you, are you here? He will not tell you he wants to kill you. He will introduce something to you. You believe in medicine. You believe in man. You believe in earthly things that don't have power to conquer the devil. That's what the devil does. He lures you and he draws you into believing in things that cannot solve the problem so that he can kill you. That's what has happened to America. They believe in money, they believe in medicine, they believe in everything. Then God steps aside. Then you see that the devil comes and gives them incurable diseases. And they don't even have faith to believe that God can cure them. It finishes. Are you here? Faith is your life. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 17.
You're preaching?
I'm trying. Jeremy, chapter 17. Quickly, I'm reading from verse number 2. Can we read it from the NLT? Something that we all understand, then we'll be out of it. This is the introduction. Can we read it together? One, go. Even their children go to worship at the pagan altars, the Asherah poles, beneath every green tree and on every high hill. Continue. So I will hand over my holy mountain along with all your wealth and treasures and your pagan shrines as a plunder to your enemies, for sin runs rampant in your hands. Verse number 4. The wonderful possession I have reserved for you will slip from your hands. I will tell your enemies to take you as captives to a foreign land, for my anger blazes like a fire that will burn forever. Verse number 5. This is what the Lord says. Cursed are those that put their trust in a mere humans. That's what I'm cursed. So you may not know. That's what the devil does. He lets you take God away so that you believe in human and human systems. So that you'll be cursed. So that you cannot do anything. Cursed is anyone who put his heart, trust in mere humans. You believe in your employer. You believe in medicine more than God. You believe in things. Please, can you stand? Sit. See how comfortable you sit. You believe in the chair. That's your faith. You don't even look. You just sit because you think that the chair will be able to hold you. But many people don't believe in God as much as they believe in the chair they are sitting. You believe in chair. An inanimate, you believe in this chair more than you believe in God. You sit on it without looking. But if I tell you that pray to God, rather you begin to think, hey, will he answer? Will I have the solution? Are you there? So this is the devil's plan, to let you believe in humans and human ideas and human system. Believe in money, believe in this. People believe in politics, economics, accounting, more than they believe in God. And when the devil can have you to be there, he has finished with you. He doesn't even need to do anything else. That's why you read other things instead of the Bible. Let's continue. We'll read it and we'll be out of here. Our time is up. Cursed are those. Let's read it together. One, go. Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, who rely on human strength and turn their hearts away from the Lord. So you believe in medicine. You believe in... It's not like we don't believe in all these things. We want our sons and daughters to be doctors, and we. But it is not our trust. It is not our faith. It is not everything. Hallelujah. We cannot believe in human beings more than we believe in God. When you do that, the devil has captured you. Let's continue. They are like, said, those who believe in an arm of flesh, the strength of man. Bible says they are like what? Stunted shrub. You can't even be a tree. A shrub is the short one. The highest height it can come to is 1.2. You can't grow tall. So you'll be like a stunted, not even a stunted tree, a stunted shrub. You can't do well. Stunted what? Shrubs. In the desert. Where no hope. With no hope for the future. May that never be your portion. I'm talking about faith. It's your life. If you believe in human things, Bible said that you are going to be like a stunted tree. Hallelujah. Are you there? Yeah. Where is Yonela? Yeah. You are blessed. Put your hands together for them as they go. Are you there? Said, you will be like a stunted shrub in a desert with no hope for the future. You see,
So when you throw faith away, the power of God, believing in the power of God, this is what the Satan hates. That's what the Bible says, without faith, you cannot please God. Yeah. If you don't believe in him, if you don't trust in him, it doesn't work. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Are you here?
Yes.
So when the devil can let you believe in things, it's like your future is even not bright. He's taking, because he has gotten you. There's no one who can overcome Satan, only God and the power of God. That's why he doesn't want you to believe in God. Because he can, look at cancer. There's no medical cure. There are things that medicine can do nothing about. So if the devil can get you just to believe in those things, then after you have believed in it, then he will come and put some small disease that there's no cure. Because you don't even believe that God has power to help you. Then you struggle with. I'm telling you, that's the trick. My brother, my sister, have faith in God.
Yes.
I say, have faith in God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Your faith in God is bringing you breakthroughs. It's, the devil is afraid when you believe in God. You believe in a power that can quench him, that can finish him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With no hope for the future, they will live in the barren wilderness. In an what? Uninhabited salty land. Look at the description. Not that the land is just salty, uninhabited salty land. Say mercy.
Yes.
Let's continue. Verse number 7. But blessed are those who trust is in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
May you be blessed.
Yes.
I say, may you be blessed.
Yes.
When your trust, your faith, your confidence is in the Lord. Bible says you are blessed.
Yes.
I declare you blessed.
Yes.
Be blessed.
Yes.
Be blessed.
Yes.
Be blessed.
Yes.
Blessed are those who trust is in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and their confidence.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Receive the blessing that comes from God. May there be supernatural intervention. May God step in into your situation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse number 8 said, they are like trees planted along the river bank. Hallelujah. Your leaves will, you see, you will be flourishing. You will not be a stunted, you will not be a stunted shrub. You will be like a tree. Can you see? It means that you are limitless. You will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water or the river bank. Hallelujah. With roots that reach deep into the water. That shall be your story.
Yes.
I said that shall be your story.
Yes.
You shall never lack anything.
Yes.
You will always be fresh.
Yes.
You will always be green.
Yes.
You always have a source Yes. of supply.
Yes.
You always have a source of income.
Yes.
You will always be blessed
Yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Because you trust in the Lord.
Yes.
He's your hope
Yes.
and he's your confidence.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Such trees are not bothered by the heat. Tell somebody, I'm not going to be worried. Whether the economy is crunching, whether there's unemployment, whether there's load shedding, you will not be bothered. Tell somebody, I will not be bothered. What kill people will not kill me. Because I believe in God. My God is by my side. My God is with me. It will be well with me. It will be well with me. I cannot hear your loudest amen. Hey! Hey! Hey!
You said that? Hey!
Such trees will not be bothered by the heat. They will say no vacancy, but you'll be employed there. They will say the economy is difficult, but that is where you'll be making money. They will say, look, anything that they will say it cannot happen, it will happen in your case.
Amen.
You will not be bothered by the heat.
Amen.
What should scorch you, what should make you wither will not, cannot make you wither.
Amen.
That is why people die of diseases that Christians don't die of. Because you will not be bothered by the heat.
Amen.
Or worried by the long months of drought. When it has not rained, when people have not worked, They can't survive. But Bible says you will not be worried. Long period of drought. There's no rain. Rain is the source of food for the plant. But even if it has no rain, God will supernaturally supply. I'm talking about your life being faith. Faith is your life and your life is faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You shall not be worried by the months, long months of drought. Their leaves stay green. Tell somebody I will always be fresh.
I'll always be fresh.
No cracks on my face.
No cracks on my face.
With just a little makeup, I'm good to go. Hallelujah. 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 I see you always fresh. Your hairline is restored. In the name of Jesus. Your youth is being renewed. You always be green. You will not lose your curves. Mahataya Bahataya. Hey! Are you there? Say your leaves will always be green. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I'm preaching to myself. I will forever remain young. I will be like this always. Since I joined the church, I have not grown. Yeah. Because I believe my hope is in the Lord. You will remain. I'm telling you, this is how the church is. This is from the time we joined the church, it's like your age and your growth was put on pause. In the name of Jesus. May your youth be renewed. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruits. May you always produce fruits.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You always be producing. You'll be making progress. You'll be making advancement. Why? Because the Lord is your God. Your hope, your trust is in the name of the Lord. Listen to me. Your life will turn out very poorly if the devil can get you not to believe in God. You don't give offering because you don't believe in God. You don't pay your tithe because you don't believe in God. You don't pray because you don't believe in God. You believe in other things. And that is where the devil wants you to be. Yeah, because when you don't believe in God, he has an upper hand. It's like you are going to fight with somebody that he has managed to get you to sack the person who can defeat him. What doctor? What engineer? Who can fight with the devil? No one. Only God. Only God can stop Satan. I'm telling you. Only God can stop Satan. Most of the people who look rich, some of them are diseased, demonic. They are struggling. I'm telling you, the disease doctors cannot help. They take medication like food. They are stressed, different things, because the devil has managed to take God out of their life. They cannot even believe in the power of God. They cannot even believe the pastors can help. They are representative of God. God has been taken out of their life. And there is no hope. There is nothing. When they are depressed, they call the psychologist. They come in. It's helpless, hopeless situation. That shall not be your story.
Amen.
That's why I'm telling you that faith is your life.
Yeah.
And your life is faith.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray for you that you will believe in the Lord your God. That the Lord your God will be your trust. Will be your confidence. That you put your trust in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with part of your heart.
No.
With some of your heart.
No.
With most of your heart.
No.
No. With all your heart. Hallelujah.
On your own understanding.
Trust in the Lord with what? All your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways,
acknowledge him.
And he shall direct your path. I see the Lord directing you, guiding you, helping you. Oh, Kabahata Limahata. I tell you, who is on your side? Who is on your side? Decide what becomes of you. Even football teams spend a lot of money to buy just one player to be on their side. I see God being on your side.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says, if God be for you. I don't know who I'm talking to this. I said, if God be for you, who can be against you?
If God be for you, who can be against you? No one can be against you. Thank you, Jesus. May the Lord be for you. If God be for you, who can be against? The devil cannot be against you. Sicknesses cannot be against you. The economy cannot be against you. If God be for you, may God be for you. Are you there? So what the devil would like you to do is to throw out faith and believe in human ideas. Because when God is also against you, hey, who can be for you? No, that will not be your portion.
Amen.
May the Lord be for you.
Amen.
I say, may the Lord be for you.
Amen.
I say, may the Lord be for you.
Amen.
I pray for you this afternoon. May the Lord be for you.
Amen.
May the Lord be your trust.
Amen.
May the Lord be your hope.
Amen.
Oh, may you believe in the living God, the Alpha and Omega, hey, the beginning and the end, the I am that I am. May he manifest himself. May the Lord show himself strong on your behalf. May the Lord step in. I pray for divine health. I pray for divine health, divine provision. Mahatala bahata. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Haka. See, Jesus, God provided for him. He had enough food to eat. He had everything he needed. God provided. There is divine health. So as you are believing in only medical science, there's also divine health. He told the Israelites, 40 years you walked in the wilderness. Did your feet swell? They said, no. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They said, I want you to know that I'm Jehovah Rapha, your healer. Will you want God to heal you, or you want to go for injection? You want a doctor? May the Rapha, the healer, step in.
Amen.
And he provided lamb, a ram for Abraham. And he said, I am your provider. I am Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Do you want God to provide for you, or you want to try and provide for yourself? May the provider provide for you. You see, whatever you are trying to do, God is also. God is also. You have ADT security. But he's also said that I am Jehovah Nissi, I'm your banner. I am Jehovah Sabbath. I am present. I am with you. Who? Ah. Kabahata. Why have you not believed in the Lord? It's a trick for you to despise the Lord and believe in funny things. May the Lord be with you. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. What is it? What is it? He provided money. Peter was owing tax. He was owing the government. He was owing ShopRite and different places. He couldn't pay. But Jesus said, go and catch a fish. There will be gold. There will be money in there. And use it. He can even give you money. Is your food not enough? He can multiply the small food. There's nothing he cannot. He has done it. You know, he did not multiply the bread once. The 5,000, they took 12 baskets. The day he fed also the 4,000, they took 7 baskets. He did not do it once. He's trying to show that it's something he does it. Little with God is more. The little with God. May the Lord bless the little you have.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Look. Issue of blood, 12 years. What doctors could not help? Jesus did not even pray. The lady touched Jesus. Believe. He said, I believe that if I may but touch the hem of his garment, may you believe in the Lord your God. In the name of Jesus. Are you here?
Yes.
What is it? He said, You instead of believing in God, he said, I am the one who giveth thee the power to get wealth. Even getting money, I can show you. But you choose who you believe and who you trust. Some of you trust in binary operations and binary systems, forex trading, more than you trust in the Lord. I said, now don't argue. Just step back and see what you do and what you don't do, and you will see your faith level. Faith is your life.
Yeah.
And your life is faith. Faith is what you do. Even what I'm saying, what you do with it is your faith level. Whatever you do in life is a reflection of what you believe. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May you trust and believe in the name of the living God.
Amen.
And let it be well with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Lift your hands to the Lord and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the privilege all to be in your presence and to receive from your hand. Lord, that I will believe in you. Oh, yes, blessed is he whose trust and hope and confidence is in the name of the Lord. Oh, somebody lift your hands and say, Lord, from now I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe I will read your word and I will practice what I read. Oh, yes, Lord. Yakabahata. Rondi li mahato lubahate. Mali mahando rukabando rondi li mahata. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for who you are, what you do, and what you've done. Oh, yes. Faith is your life. Faith is my life. Faith is your life. What do you do and what you don't do is the reflection of the faith you have. My God, may we believe in your word. May our doings be based on the word of God. May we walk on your word. May we practice your word. Because of God, we believe in your word and we believe in you. We thank you and we bless you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Still with your eyes closed. Maybe you are here. Somebody invited you. Or you came by yourself. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me and pray for me. I don't want to go to hell. I want to believe in Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to be in heaven when this life is over. If this is what you are saying, stand wherever you are and lift only your right hand high above your head and we'll pray together. Lift it high. God bless you. God bless you. I see your hand. I see you. Keep lifting it. Lift it high above your head. Jesus said, those who deny me on earth before me and men, on that day I will also deny them that I don't know them. But if you are here, you want to trust in the name of the Lord, you want to believe in God, you want to be born again, give your life to Jesus. Yes, with your right hand lifted, with your right hand, I want you to do one last thing. Father, behold every hand that is lifted. And let the grace of God that brings salvation appear unto us. May we not be the same because we came. Move with your hands lifted and come to me. Yes, my sister, my brother, yes. Please come. Yes, come. Come. My sister in red scarf, come. You lifted your hand, come. From the back, come. My sister, come. Again before, but so many things have happened. You want to rededicate your life, just move and come. Just move. Don't joke with your life. Believe in God and be saved. Receive Jesus Christ as your personal savior and you will never be the same. Please, if you are in front here, lift your two hands with me and say this prayer with me. Mean it from your heart. Say with me, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, this afternoon, I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me and wash me. Cleanse me with your blood. From today, I believe in you. You are the Son of God. You died for me and you rose again. I receive you into my heart as the Savior, the Lord, and the Master. Lord Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. From today, I belong to you. From today, I am yours. I will follow you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. Thank you, Lord, for dying for me. From now, I belong to you, and I will follow you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus, for saving my life. Amen. Say, Satan, from now, I don't belong to you. Therefore, whatever you have in me, I reject it. I refuse it. In the name of Jesus, I belong to God. I belong to Jesus. And I will follow Jesus all the days of my life. Amen. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your sons and daughters this morning. Let your grace, the grace of God that brings salvation, be their portion. Lord, oh God, may they never be the same. Let them know you. Let them love you. Let them walk with you until the very end. Deliver them from every trap of the enemy. Lord, oh God, as you've done for us, please do for them. Open the eyes of the understanding. Let them understand. Let them know. Reveal yourself to them. And Lord, help them to know you and to walk with you and to love you until the very end. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. This decision you've taken is the best decision you've taken all your life. One day you will be in heaven because of this. You will never regret it. Hallelujah.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Parklands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.